Are you interested in the current state of the health industry? Want to know more about nutrition, natural medicine, holistic healthcare, and more? You're in the right place. Welcome to Nutrition Prescription with your host, integrative health and nutrition coach, Angela Atkins. She dishes the dirt on a bunch of health topics with a social consciousness flair. Here's Angela.
Hi, and welcome to Nutrition Prescription. This is Angela Atkins of Your Health Unbound. And today I'm interviewing Kiki Athanasoulis, who has a wonderful name and a wonderful product to talk about. Let me tell you a little bit about Kiki's background. She is the marketing director at Mill Garden and is a holistic health advocate. She blogs about mindfully beautiful eating on her website, mindfuledible.com. Let me say that again so you get it right, mindfuledible.com. Her passion for food and nutrition started years ago and has since been expanded after partnering and networking with health and wellness experts across North America, as well as completing a naturopathic medicine course at the University of Texas.
Toronto.
See, I'm an American. U of T means Texas to me.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Sorry.
How about that? So as you can see, we're in different company, different countries, but working well in a holistic fashion. So today we're going to talk about her holistic health toolkit. So Kiki, welcome. And thank you for all the confusion that I had in the beginning.
No worries. Got a long name. I'm Canadian. I'm really not looking out here.
Should make for an interesting discussion. So tell us a little bit about what your holistic health toolkit is.
Yes, well, it is essentially a compilation of recipes, meal plans, and guides all on the topic of holistic health. A lot of my content is in there, so my own recipes, my own meal plans, and then most of the articles are my own as well. So I go through topics like how to soak and sprout your foods, how to make your own probiotic food by fermenting your foods, how to make homemade skyr. It's just sort of a compilation of what I've learned this past year, really diving into holistic health and eating. I work at a meal planning startup called Meal Garden, and that kind of launched my interest. I've always been interested in healthy eating and food and nutrition, but that really took it up a notch. And as I'm a marketing director there, I had to actually start sharing my love for food a little bit more because I was getting paid for it. So, you know, I took to Instagramming my food a little bit more. I took to doing recipes, but then not only enjoying them for myself, but realizing, I'll put them in Meal Garden. I'll share them with my friends. I'll share them with users. And then after some feedback from people that enjoyed what I was sharing and also my friends who kind of see my Instagram posts and say, oh, like, teach me how to do that, or, you know, give me the recipe for that, I thought, well, I work at this meal planning tool where I can put all this information in, and I have all this information to share, so why not just do it? And to be honest, I was a little bit nervous to do it on my own because I have a marketing background and a business background. That's my training. I went to University of Toronto for my BCom. And although I took a naturopathic medicine course, and right now I'm really excited, I'm taking David Wolf's nutrition course, which is going amazing. But I'm still not, you know, I don't have a PhD in nutrition, so I don't want to feel like I'm telling people how to eat. So I teamed up with some of my favorite holistic nutritionists and experts in plant-based diets. And asked for their help and their recipes and their meal plans and some of their guides, and kind of bundled it all up as this holistic health toolkit, which now I'm really proud of for not only my own content, but the other contributors. So we have a plant-based diet expert, Karen Gilman, who is the founder of Nutrilicious, and she focuses on a really cool niche. Specifically, she's helping parents of children that have decided to go vegetarian and kind of helping them on that path. And she brought us loads of veggie-friendly recipes as well as an alkaline diet meal plan, which is something that you know, you hear the word alkalining and alkalizing and you just think, oh, okay, that's great. That must be healthy. And, you know, I'm going to buy that. I remember I used to buy wheatgrass because it said energizing and alkalining on the front. And I didn't even know what alkalining meant, but I just thought, oh, it must be good. And then I took my naturopathic medicine course and I realized the importance of alkalining for our bodies and how we eat too much acidic foods. And it really puts a lot of stress on our immune system because it has to work that much harder to maintain that pH balance of our blood. And so by putting in more alkalining foods, we are really helping our bodies and taking away stress and anxiety from all the things that our bodies already have to do. So an alkaline diet plan was something I definitely wanted in this toolkit, and that's in there as well. And then she also brought us 2 weeks worth of raw food meal plans. And I'm not a raw foodist. I'm not even a vegan. I kind of laugh and I sort of joke that sometimes I pretend to be because I'll often hashtag, you know, vegan food and vegan eats because I love vegan food. But I'm not a pure specific vegan itself. I eat for the most part 99% vegan, but if once in a while I want to have some yogurt with some dairy or some ghee, I allow myself that. But anyway, she had 2 great meal plans specifically on raw vegan food, which is great for the summertime. And it's great for people that just kind of want to experiment into eating more of a raw food diet, because she has some recipes in there that you wouldn't even think you could make raw or vegan. So there's a raw vegan chili, which is absolutely amazing. It uses lentils and, again, not cooked. Most raw diets, you can still heat the food just up to a certain temperature. It depends on who in the raw food community you're talking to. Usually it's between 104 degrees Fahrenheit to 118, I believe, is the cutoff. So that recipe utilizes that. And then in terms of my other contributors, I have a wonderful holistic nutritionist, Heather Allen, who's a real food advocate, and she focuses on recipes that are really just wholesome, easy to make, simple, real ingredients that aren't going to scare you away, just things that are really applicable in the real world. So she's got one of my favorite recipes of hers is her coconut amaretto love bites, which makes use of beets. And they're basically like raw balls, but I really like them before a workout because they're so rich in beets, which are really good for increasing our stamina for a workout. So beets have naturally occurring nitrates, and that transcends into nitric oxide in our bodies, which help relax and dilate our blood vessels and therefore can actually help us during a workout to work out for longer. So I often make a big batch of those and then we'll have one of those balls before like a yoga class or something like that.
And then jump in here real quick. I want to ask you, you're providing way terrific information. It's so much.
I know, sorry, I'm rambling.
What I want to do is step back a little bit for the people who are listening that may not understand the importance of alkalinity and compared to acidity. Could you explain a little bit of how the pH balance is necessary in our lives and how alkalinity supports health more than acidity? Can you
give
that background?
Yeah, so I mean, at a high level, our bodies, our blood in our bodies work to maintain a certain balance of acidity to alkalinity. And generally we eat too much acidic foods, so sugar, meats, dairy. And so our bodies are constantly in high gear trying to maintain that balance. When you're putting too much acidic food in and there's supposed to be a certain level of alkalinity, the result is stress and anxiety in the body. And then that means stress and anxiety in our lives. Mm-hmm. So we can really eat as many alkaline foods as possible. I remember I asked my professor in my course, I said, is there a way that we can kind of overdo it with eating too much alkaline foods and almost go the other way? And she said no. She said basically you'd have to just eat like collard greens and nothing else for that because I'm very healthy, so I was like, I wonder if I could take this too far. But apparently you can't. And I found it interesting that it's actually really easy to supplement our diet with more alkalinity, just simply waking up in the morning and having lemon water. Although you think of lemons as acidic, in our bodies, they're alkaline. So same thing goes for like milk. You think of milk as something being alkaline, but in our bodies, it's acidic. So it's not necessarily intuitive. You do kind of have to learn the rules and just follow them. But it doesn't mean completely changing your diet. It might mean adding some more herbs and spices. So adding things like cinnamon and turmeric and, you know, fresh and dried herbs into your diet, that can add some more alkalinity. So I really love the alkaline diet and the idea behind it because anyone can benefit from it. It's not one of those, you know, food trends where it's like, oh, gluten-free or paleo, right, where it might work for some people, but, you know, if you're not celiac, should you go gluten-free? Everyone.
Well, not only that, but those things, those diets, as you say, don't always address nutritionally sound principles. Just because you go gluten-free doesn't mean that you're eating the right nutrients for your body. It's just you're eliminating a protein or a group of proteins that may be causing a problem. And personally, I'm one of those people that I am gluten-free, I'm grain-free, but that's because I have celiac disease. So I know the impact it has on my body, but I think so many people hear the new, the latest, and they go towards it. So I think you're right.
Exactly.
You can't just adopt a diet. You really have to.
You can't look at it in isolation. And it's funny how marketing has really caught on to that. And you'll see so many foods that are not even healthy, but they'll stick on, you know, gluten-free, even though it's loaded with sugar and really, you know, unhealthy fats and all of these bad things. But because they label it as gluten-free, the consumer who might not be as informed just thinks, oh, look, like I'm going to have a healthy snack now. See, it's gluten-free.
Well, I'm going to go out there on a limb and I'm actually going to name a product. I did this as a post in my private group. I have a private group for Your Health Unbound. And in the Facebook group, I just saw an ad for Nestle's Pro Nourish. It is a drink similar to like the Ensure type drink.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I immediately looked up the nutrition ingredients. I said, there's no way the word nourish should even be in the title. It was filled with milk and soy protein solids. Mm. It had different kinds of sugars in it. And the list just went on. It was a chemical combination of noxiousness. And that kind of thing incenses me so much that I'm willing to name names. I'm like, you know, Nestle Pro Nourish should be on your no list, you know. They should not be allowed to do that, but they slap labels on it and says, hey, this is healthy nutrition. Well, nobody can decide that for you.
Exactly.
You know, you have to decide it for yourself.
Yes. Yeah. And that's kind of what I want. That sort of leads into my inspiration behind the kit, because it is just my own sort of take on nutrition, and I found what works for me. I'm not trying to advocate for any particular diet. I think that, you know, it's kind of a sampler of different types of diets, and you can decide what works best for you, because I've spoken to a lot of my friends are nutritionists and they all have their own way. And you know, some of them do better on raw diets. Some of them do better on cooked foods. Some of them do better with meat versus a plant-based diet. And I think that you just really have to listen to your own body and sort of tune in. And that's why I often talk about mindful eating, because at the end of the day, you're your own doctor, and, you know, I hope that it gives you a little bit of inspiration to try some new recipes, and they're really aesthetically pleasing and beautiful, and that kind of helps to appreciate them and help to mindfully eat them, as I say. And then you can tune into what works for you, and maybe some of them won't, and maybe some of them will, but it's just about that process, and it's a really beautiful thing when you find it, and I feel like I finally found that sweet spot for myself, so I just hope that I can, just tell everyone else, be like, well, this is exactly how I eat, so you need to eat exactly how I eat, because I'm healthy and I'm loving it.
It goes all to that biochemical individuality.
Exactly.
You know, that's really what it's all about. Yeah. I know as part of my practice, I'm a certified nutritional therapist.
Yeah.
So my clients are always asking me, well, can you write a menu for me, or can you develop something for me? And I'll say, yeah, after we discover what's right for you. Exactly. You know, you can't just throw things at them because maybe they can eat certain things, or maybe other, you know, there are other things that will show up that are not showing up now if they eat the way I say they should eat, rather than I have them, actually, I have an app that they fill out and I see what they eat every day, and then they tell me how that makes them feel.
Okay. So
those two things are necessary. Do you have something like that with Meal Garden?
In terms of the feedback, not necessarily. What I do like about Meal Garden is the fact that you can give someone a menu plan, but it's not set in stone. I think that a lot of nutritionists will give out, you know, a PDF or some sort of document where that person just feels like they have to follow that structure. And if they go off it, there's that feeling of, oh, I failed, or, oh, I'm like kind of, okay, well, I'm already haven't done this, so I can't really stick to it. And then they really fall off the wagon. With Meal Garden, you can give a client a meal plan, but then they can customize it on their end because it's all digital. So if they look at, you know, what's for dinner on Thursday night and they don't like that, it's as simple as dragging and dropping it, deleting it, and finding another recipe, whether that's another recipe in their nutritionist's recipe collection in their little expert platform, or if it's another recipe in Meal Garden somewhere else that they've liked. So it really allows for that customizability. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's something that I think people, meal planning in general is really intimidating for people, and they just don't like that word. And even though I work at technically a startup that does meal planning, I'm not even supposed to say that because my founders are always like, oh my God, don't say the word meal planning, like it scares people.
That's why I call it menu planning, because there's a difference between, because a lot of, in the United States, you have to be licensed to do meal planning.
Okay, gotcha.
Certain states allow it. My state doesn't even have a licensure for it. So okay. I do menu planning.
Gotcha.
You do meal planning. You can decide your own meals you want, but here are different menus you can pick and choose
from. Ah, I like it sneaky. Okay, then tell
you have to do what you have to do. And if you have a client that has a need, they have a need. You have to fill it. And if that means they need recipes, you have to offer that.
Exactly.
So I think you have to be able to work within your constraints to the best way that you can.
For sure. And also enable the client or the person to kind of pick up from where you've left them and to do it on their own and to establish those long-term habits. That's another thing that I really like about Meal Garden, is you can kind of hold their hand throughout the beginning and give them very regimented menu plans. And especially this time of the year, everyone's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to meal plan. I'm going to menu plan. Like, give it to me. Like, all the specific regimens. I'm going to do it. I'm going to follow it. But at the end of the day, you can't expect someone to, you know, follow a strict plan for the rest of their life. It's just not long-term sustainable. So it's about giving them the tools and changing their habits at the beginning stage so they can go on and do it themselves. Mm-hmm. And maybe it means that they're not, you know, meal or menu planning for themselves every week, but it's, you know, they have it in their phone, they have it on their computer when they are in a rut and they're like, oh my God, okay, let's figure out some healthy meals that I'm going to put together for myself or for my family next week.
It's another tool that they have.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a lifeline. It's an option.
Well, I find that some of my clients, my client base is a little bit older. They're, you know, like the over 50 crowd. And they get to a point where they either don't know what to eat because nothing is interesting anymore, or they stop eating because they have some chronic health issue and they just have no appetite or something else. It could be the illness or the medication that they're on. So for me, it takes a lot of different tools to offer. So having a menu plan or having a site that they can go to just to get ideas is beneficial because it opens another world for them. They're like, oh, I didn't realize I could do this. I didn't know that tool was available. Or it could be like, I didn't, you know, I just haven't thought of it.
Exactly.
You just give them all these tools. And I think that's what I like about this this option with Meal Garden, that it's another, you know, set of tools that they can use.
Exactly. And we're really trying to make, you know, eating not this big annoying chore that we've made it to be in our lives. It's this, especially for moms or people that are busy, it's just another thing to get off their checklist. And food shouldn't be that way. Food should be fun and enjoyable and fuel for life. life, and as you say, nourishment, not how Nestle calls it nourishment, but nourishment that you should look forward to. And why not spend a little bit of time every week giving yourself that time to plan and to think about what you're going to eat, because it's really going to pay off in the long run. And if you don't think that it will, then fine, don't do it. But you're going to reap the benefits not only of enjoying a meal, you know, whether that's sitting down by yourself or with your family and knowing that you've taken the time to prepare, that you've found the ingredients, you've put it together. There's something really rewarding about that. And at the end of the day, you're going to reap the health benefits moving forward. And if you put in a little bit of time now, you're going to save a lot of time. And, you know, you're in the States, so you don't have free healthcare, do you?
No, we don't.
So, you know, you're probably going to save some money, too, down the line.
Here's something that I just read the other day that comes, because I know a lot of people say, especially with young families, there isn't enough time, they're not making healthy meals. Well, a new study was done that actually says it's not about not having enough time. Most people don't feel confident of what a really good meal is. What is a healthy meal? What defines it? So having, again, a tool like this that says to you, here are the tools. Here are the key ingredients you need to make a healthy meal. It's not difficult. Learn it and then use it.
Yeah.
I think that's really the key.
Yeah. And you know what? I didn't even talk about Meal Garden's health rating, because that's a really key ingredient, no pun intended, of the tool. So every recipe on the site goes through a health algorithm that was built by a PhD in nutrition. Our founder, his wife, is Livia Augustin, and she's very famous in the nutritional researching community. And she built this alongside her husband, who's a software developer, this health algorithm that scans through every recipe on the site to provide full nutritional analysis, but also a really easy to understand health rating. So we use
it. Interesting.
Meter. So you'll see the picture of the recipe, and then you'll see, is it a red leaf? Is it a yellow leaf? Is it a green leaf? And then if you'd like a little bit more information, you can click that health rating, get a little summary of, okay, this is what's healthy in the recipe. This is what's not so healthy in the recipe. As well as if you want to dig even deeper, you can get every possible, you know, nutritional analysis for that particular ingredient. But I find that most people don't necessarily care. They don't care specifically on the macro balance or the calories or all that jazz. They want to know, is this healthy or is this not? And so you have both options there. And so again, all my recipes in the kit would have that. And if you use the tool, you'd get access to all of that as well. And
tell us more about the kit. Tell us what's in it, how to use it.
Yes. So essentially, once you purchase it, you'll have access to the Meal Garden tool, because that's where it's all hosted. If I go a little bit back in time, when I first started joining the company, it was a menu planner, a meal planner. So it was a tool that you'd purchase to use on a subscription basis. You'd pay for it monthly or yearly. And while some people opted in for that, we found that the idea of subscription and the idea of reoccurring costs and signing up for something that they feel committed to just doesn't fly for most people. They just want the content. They want an impulse buy. They want something that they can feel like they're getting. And so we've kind of shifted towards, okay, well, we'll sell you that sort of instant gratification of, oh my God, all these cool recipes or all these cool meal plans and these articles and these tutorials and these videos, but it's all hosted in the tool. So you automatically, with purchase of any of these toolkits or bundles, you get access to the tool for a full year. It's a one-time cost. It's not reoccurring. We won't keep charging you. So that's how my Talistic Health Toolkit works. You'll purchase the toolkit, but then you'll also get access into the tool if you'd like to use it. So it's up to you. If you just want to pull the recipes, there's a couple hundred plant-based recipes in my toolkit in particular, and then as well the meal plans, and then there's about 10 guides, as I mentioned, how to ferment your foods, how to soak and sprout, there's how to do a juice cleanse on your own. sort of how to make one yourself to make it a little bit more accessible and less expensive. I partnered with Amina, who runs Wholehearted Juice, which is a wonderful local organic juice company in Sacramento, California. And then my one of my other friends, who is a studying holistic nutritionist and energy healer, made a warming winter detox that, again, has actual food in it, because I don't like the idea of, you know, starving yourself or these very strict cleanses or detoxes. Although it's called a warming winter detox, it's not a detox where you're going to be feeling horrible. It's just a few days to really take a step back and nourish yourself. And she's put in a lot of self-care guides, some supplemental information, how to take supplements, all of that. And it's kind of weaved in a really nice, kind way. So you'll get access to all of that actual content. And yes, it's all in the tool. You can use it or you cannot. We're kind of leaving it as an option. We don't want to scare people into meal planning. And I don't want to do that with my kit either. But it's there if you want it.
Well, let me go ahead and tell the listeners about the Holistic Health Toolkit. You're offering it at a reduced rate.
Yeah.
It is Canadian priced regularly at $17.95. And the podcast special is $14. Yeah. So if anyone wants to do that, the link will be below the podcast and you'll use the promo code UNBOUND. What a great promo code. That will also be listed so you can take advantage of it, so you don't have to worry about taking notes now. You can just click on the link and find it. You are a wealth of information. There's just so much about food. You're obviously very passionate about
eating. Oh, I love it.
There's just so much there. I feel like we could do, you know, hours to get more information.
I want to chat longer.
We'll have to do another one. We'll come up. We'll set this one out. See what kind of response it gets, and people want more. We'll just do more for them.
Sounds great.
Love it.
Looking forward to it.
Great. So, how can people get in touch with you, Kiki?
Yes, well, actually, you know what? They can contact me directly. My email is kiki.athanas, so kiki.athanas@mealgarden.com. Or they can also contact me through my blog. It's mindfullyedible.com. And I talk about a lot of the stuff that I get passionate about when we were talking today. And I just did a post on longevity foods for 2017. So I'd love to hear your listeners' thoughts on that. I hear that superfoods are out, longevity foods are in. So
awesome.
I wrote about some of those.
Well, we'll put all that contact information for everybody to get in touch with you. And again, I thank you for your time. It was marvelous. Your energy is infectious.
And thank you.
I love your thoughts. And I like to think that along the lines of Dr. Mark Hyman, who calls himself a vegan, I'm not vegan, but I love my fish. So I have, or maybe I'm closer to pescatarian because I do eat other stuff, but you know, you have to do what's right for you.
Exactly.
There's no defining you by labels.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's right. And the way to figure out what's right is to use tools until you get them, you know, as your own skill set.
Exactly. And have fun with it.
Yeah. Well, thank you again, Kiki.
Thank you for having me.
And again, this is Angela Atkins at Nutrition Prescription. And I hope to hear from you and let us know. Post your comments below the podcast. Let us know how you feel about it. And if you want more of this type of thing, let us know. Talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to Nutrition Prescription with your host, Angela Atkins. Find her online at yourhealthunbound.com, Twitter at Angela C. Atkins, and Facebook.com/Angela Atkins HN Coach. We'll see you next time.